Engaging conversation on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
Well, good morning, friends. Father Frank Pavone here, National Director of Priests for Life, and Gianni, our mascot. He wanted to jump up on my lap this morning and give you a morning greeting, but we're coming to you from our Mother Angelica TV studios here in the Priests for Life headquarters in Titusville, Florida. Let's begin with prayer from my book, Pro-Life Reflections for Every Day. And thanks for those of you making comments already and greetings from the Philippines. And Carla, thanks for your comment. And Catherine and Henry, Saraline, and many of you that are already tuning in nice and early this morning. Thank you very much. August 26th, so from John 14:23, we read, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him." Reflection. When the Father and Son come and abide with us, it is through the Holy Spirit. The Spirit unites the human family in bonds of self-giving love. Abortion and other manifestations of the culture of death divide the human family because they are the opposite of self-giving love. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, we need you and we long for the unity you bring. Give us the love that overcomes division. Amen. So again, you can get your copy of this book at prolifereflectionsforeveryday.com. Signed copy. And if you want, you can ask me to put a personalization and I'll be happy to address it to you or to the person you may want to give it to. Greetings coming in from Ireland this morning as well. Well, we're praying for all of you there and especially our pro-life friends there and the various organizations. I've had the pleasure of speaking there in person myself. Now, right now, members of Congress are at home. They're in their home districts. They're closer to you all across the country. And now's a great time to visit them if you haven't done so already. Of course, they're coming to the end of their break because we're coming to the end of August already. But there's still time to either visit them at their home office or perhaps catch a town hall meeting. And I'm going to tell you about a website that could help you find out where those town halls are happening. And for what purpose would I be encouraging you to go visit with them, talk with them, or ask them a question at one of these town halls? Well, for the very thing we've been talking about a lot, and that is the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act. It's unbelievable to many of our fellow citizens, and of course it's hard for any of us to fathom, that babies who are born alive because the abortion attempt failed, which it sometimes does in these later term abortions, are just being left to die in these abortion clinics. They're not being taken care of. Now we're talking about babies now that are outside the womb. And again, many of our fellow citizens find this, it's hard to believe that it's even happening. But you remember the case of nurse Jill Stanek? We brought this up back in 2000. We helped her get her story out, as a matter of fact. When she was involved in this, it was taking place in a hospital in Illinois, and she was actually asked to hold the baby until the baby died. No care whatsoever being given to this child. And Melissa Odin and a network of some over 250, approximately 270 abortion survivors actually survived into adulthood. They're around. They share their stories. And then we have, of course, statistics from various states and from the Centers for Disease Control about how this is happening. Let me read for you a couple of quotes from a news article that just came out the other day on Fox News. At least 40 babies were born alive after botched abortions across three states since 2016, according to state health data. The data on babies surviving abortions is compiled on a mandatory basis only in a handful of states. Notice that. One of the reasons any statistics we have are lower than the actual numbers of babies being killed after being born alive is that states aren't required to report. We know just the reporting of abortions themselves is not 100%. The article goes on. The most recent information comes from Minnesota, which reported in June that three infants were born alive in 2018 after abortion. That brings the state total to 11 since 2016. Arizona reported 10 in 2017. And here in Florida, there were 19 instances reported since 2017. Now, nationally, the CDC, Centers for Disease Control, reported 143 cases between 2003 and 2014 of infants born after attempted abortions. Those figures, of course, are incomplete. Now, we also know that this is happening because we have the protocols for a lot of these abortion centers, the protocols about what to do if a child is born alive. And we have even heard from various abortion supporters in testimony in state legislatures that they would not protect these children. I showed you a video of a testimony that took place here in Florida, a Planned Parenthood representative testifying against a law that would protect these babies. See, first of all, you have to ask, why would they be against a law to protect these babies if they're interested in protecting these babies? Why would they be against such a law? And when she was asked outright, well, wouldn't this baby be protected if born alive? She basically said, yeah, that's a good question. I'll have to get back to you. She could not say that at Planned Parenthood, what they do is what most of us would say, well, we take it for granted that they do, that they protect the baby if the baby is born alive. Friends, they don't. And that's why we need a law that has been introduced in the Congress by the Republicans, but that the Democrats, both in the House and in the Senate, are blocking. Now, once again, I've said this before, don't blame me for making this a partisan issue. Blame them. Why is it that only three of the 235 Democrats in the House of Representatives, only three even expressed an interest in having a vote on this issue? Don't talk to me about partisanship. Ask them what in the world is going on when every Democrat in the House supports this common sense legislation that says if a baby is born alive after a failed abortion, take the baby to a hospital and give him or her the appropriate care. Every single Republican has signed on to that, and every single Democrat, except, count them, one, two, three, has failed to sign on to it. All likewise in the Senate. The Democrats blocked this legislation. I don't understand it. Can you make sense of this? We have to ask them. And that's what I'm saying to you. While the representatives are still in their home districts, this week and into next week, visit with them, and if possible, go to a town hall meeting and ask the question publicly. Now, we'll get to that, details of that in just a second, but I want to show you a clip that we made recently showing the drama that has been unfolding in the House of Representatives, where approximately 80 times now, on different days of the legislative session, in fact, on practically every day of the legislative session, one of the Republican members has stood up and has asked for this bill to be given what's called unanimous consent to have a vote on it. And they're saying, hey, there's no objection on the Republican side, but the Democrats keep repeating this formula saying, oh, well, we can't do it. We can't have a vote. Watch this clip.
Guidelines issued by successive speakers, as recorded in Section 956 of the House Rules and Manual, the chair is constrained not to entertain the request unless it has been cleared by the bipartisan floor and committee leadership.
Completely grasp how that's legal in America, that someone who's born alive can still be killed and have that be legal in certain states.
Madam Speaker, I can assure you there are no objections on the Republican side. Is the chair saying that the Democrat leadership has not cleared this important legislation that can protect children who have been born alive?
Now, you can find that ad together with a lot of other information that I'm sharing with you at our special website, bornalive.us. That's bornalive.us. Now, you saw at the end of that ad also another webpage, stopabortionnow.org, stopabortionnow.org. You can sign up there for our action alerts. And before I came on with you live here this morning, I finalized another action alert that is going to go out today. And if you're on our email list, you'll receive it. That gives you the encouragement and the instructions about talking to your representative now while they are still in their home district. We have to act quickly. And they're having town hall meetings. And there are some town hall meetings happening tonight and tomorrow night and the next night. Now, there's a website, and it's not that we are in any way connected with this group. We probably don't even agree with everything that they say. But they have a website that has helpful information on tracking where and when these town hall meetings are being held by different members of Congress. And the website is townhallproject.com. That's townhallproject.com. If you go there, check to see if this week or next week there is a publicly scheduled town hall meeting with your representative. Now, you might say, oh, you know, this is out of my comfort zone, although some of you may be quite eager and willing to do this. But here's my urging to you. Go there, stand up, and say, I understand there's an effort in the House of Representatives to introduce a bill to protect babies born alive after a failed abortion. Do you support this? Do you support this? And you see what the response is. And my recommendation is videotape what is happening, what kind of answer they give. Let's see if some of them give an answer like one of our friends here is giving. Let me respond to this individual. If you're so worried about kids, adopt the ones at the border, hypocrites. Yes, that's like the man who's beating his wife saying, if you're so concerned about me beating my wife, you marry her. You see, the fact of the matter is you and I and everybody else have both the right and the duty to speak up against violence. That right, that duty is not taken away if we cannot, as nobody can, adopt all the children who are in need. It's a false comparison. There's a difference between the commandment not to kill the innocent and the commandment to do everything you can to help people. Do everything you can to help people, obviously, is always limited by what any individual can do. I want to talk about the people at the border. Ask the hypocrites who are the politicians that say, let them all come in, let them come into our communities, don't worry about vetting them. And yet they go and they lock their front door with a pretty tight lock and they put a pretty nice fence around their own houses. Let's stop being silly. Children are being killed. If you can't find your voice to speak up against that, really, really something is wrong. We speak up against violence wherever it is. And here, the violence that's taking place in these abortion facilities, the Democrat Party doesn't want to lift a finger to help these kids. Talk about hypocrites. They'll cry about the kids at the border and the kids who are victims of gun violence. And meanwhile, they do and say nothing to help these children who are actually being killed. deliberately and legally. Now, brothers and sisters, the point here is some will say, oh, but this isn't happening. And you don't have to enter into an argument about this. You can simply ask where they stand on the bill. The bill is there to protect these children. Why wouldn't anyone say, of course, we have to protect them? We have to get, see, we're trying to get them to say at least that. Now, some of them think they're already protected because President George W. Bush signed back in 2002 a law called the Born Alive Infants Protection Act. Well, yes, he did. We supported that law, and that came about after Jill Stanek, the nurse whom I mentioned, had held that baby until the baby died. We helped her to get that story out back in 1999, 2000. But that law was just a definitional law. In other words, it defined the baby born alive as a person, but then didn't say what you do next or what penalties there might be if you fail to protect that baby. And so now we have to take this policy further and actually put some implementation there, put some teeth into the law and say, here's what you need to do, and there are consequences if you don't. That's why the law is needed. Any kind of protection that exists for these babies right now is a patchwork from state to state, very inconsistent. And remember, we're dealing with the abortion industry, the most unscrupulous, unregulated industry in the nation. It is, in fact, an industry where you have to expect these things are happening because their consciences are so deformed and distorted that they are willing to do this. This is abortion, my friends. The dismemberment, pulling off of the arms and legs of these babies while they are still alive. Do you really think that someone who's capable of doing this is going to care about that very same baby a few minutes later if the baby comes out alive? Don't fool yourself. Kermit Gosnell is sitting in jail under three life sentences right now in Philadelphia because he killed babies born alive. He got in trouble for it. All kinds of abortionists across the country are getting away with it. And that's why we need this measure to occur. Why on earth wouldn't somebody simply say, well, of course we should protect these children? Of course. And that's, of course, what most Americans say as well. Now, we are accompanying these efforts with a prayer campaign. Again, all of this is at bornalive.us, bornalive.us. We'll be putting more information up there each day. But there's a prayer campaign, the prayer to end infanticide. You can find the link on that website, bornalive.us. And I'd like to say this prayer with you now for our entire nation that this tragedy may end. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Eternal God, you have revealed yourself as the Father of all life. We praise you for the fatherly care which you extend to all creation, and especially to us made in your image and likeness. Father, extend your hand of protection to those threatened by abortion, and save them from its destructive power. Protect also those children who survive abortion, and yet still face the dangers of a heartless abortion industry that would kill them even outside the womb. Awaken our nation to this tragedy and embolden our lawmakers to take the necessary action to protect these children. Father of life, we take refuge in you. We know that no matter how strong the forces of death may be, we can still find in you the endless source of life. Renew that life in each of us. Make us worthy apostles of the culture of life in our day. And Lord, as we proclaim you, may we find you. As we seek to change the world, may we ourselves be changed. And as we work to defend life, may we find life eternal. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, I wish you a marvelous day, friends. Again, take the step, take the bold step of finding out where your representative might be speaking in these next 2 weeks and go and challenge them on this topic. If there are Republicans serving in the House, thank them because they've already signed on to this bill. But if they're a Democrat, well, again, out of 235, there are only three who have signed on to it. You challenge the rest. Well, blessings for a good day. And Gianni, our mascot, joins me in wishing you a good day. And those of you that have doggies, tell them that Gianni boy says hello as well. And now may the Lord bless you and your family and all your intentions, all your activities, and make you strong defenders of life. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father Frank Pavone here of Priests for Life. Have a wonderful day.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.